You're listening to Off the Record, local music here on Radio K. You just heard Lovely Dark finish up their in-studio session with us. It sounded really, really good, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Awesome. So you guys have been a band for about 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
What's changed since, you know, you first started?
Well, over half the band has gotten married.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah, I guess. Congratulations all around to everybody. But I'm married to Travis, the guitarist, and yeah, a lot of life changes, a lot of growing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Joe Clark's new, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Joe's new. Joe's awesome.
Great. I guess I kind of had a question, like, what's an average band practice look for you guys? There's so many of you. There's 6 of you. Those of you listening that you can't see, there's 2 drummers here, 2 guitarists, a bassist, and Sophia on vocals. Yeah, I mean, is it difficult to get you guys all together all the time? And
yeah, it's definitely not easy. You know, we just kind of have to work with what we've got. Sometimes there's only 5 of us or 4 mm-hmm. of us, but we just kind of work together with the pieces, and it's a very full room when we're all in there together.
Yeah.
But
Joe Clark's a real problem.
Yeah.
We've been meaning to talk to you, Joe. But he always brings it when he shows up, so he's all right. We love you.
At least he can play, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are obviously like a folk rock band, and folk songs are typically, you know, very lyrical, and I feel like they usually have a lot of storytelling aspects to them. So what does, like, the songwriting process look like for you guys?
Well, it kind of varies, but for the most part, Travis and I write a lot of the songs together, and we bring them to the table just kind of as like a straight up folk song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he writes it on his acoustic guitar, and then I kind of put words to it, or vice versa. Well, not vice versa, but, you know, we work together, and then we bring it to the band, and everybody kind of fleshes it out. We move a lot of parts around, and usually the finished product is a lot different than
yeah.
the beginning portion.
And then Joe Clark writes a hook.
Yeah, Joe Clark brings the hooks. And Kent brings the bass in. It's pretty fun and funky.
Nice. Are there really, like, any, like, ideas you were thinking about or, like, maybe themes you were thinking about when you were writing this new album, Into the Royal?
Yeah. We were thinking a lot about, you know, that albums are kind of cyclical. You know, you start one, and it's this whole process, and it kind of grows up. And then it matures, and then you release it out into the world, and then you start the process all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So on the back of our record, there's a picture of the snake eating its tail. It's called an Ouroboros is the symbol. And it was kind of just the cycle of writing albums and, you know, the cycles of life and the cycles of nature. And that's kind of the overarching theme of everything.
Nice. That's really pretty. What was the recording process like for this new album?
Quick. Very fast.
Yeah, very fast.
We did it in a weekend with Ben Durant. At Crazy Beast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or is it Heart of the Beast?
No, it was Crazy Beast. We tracked all the instruments in one day, and that even included a trip to Indeed.
We had a pretty, like, luxurious lunch, and then we went back and hit it again.
It turned out awesome, though. We're really, really happy with it, and he does great work.
So. Yeah, that's great. So I saw the album artwork today for the first time, and for your listeners that haven't seen it yet, I mean, it's like a portrait of a little boy with a snake wrapped around his neck. Is there a story behind that?
I'll let Ben take this one, our drummer.
It's a photo of me.
Oh, really?
Travis and Sonia saw it at actually my wedding. There was one of those, you know, photo boards of the past bride and groom or whatever. And they just approached me and asked me if it was cool if they used it for the album cover. At first, I was hesitant because I thought it was, you know, kind of weird having my face on the cover. But it's a cool photo, and that's what we ended up using, and it kind of went with the theme, you know, of the Ouroboros and stuff like that. I was in Florida at the time, and I was the bruises from falling off a merry-go-round, and then to make up for it, my aunt's boyfriend at the time was like, you can play with my snake. And yeah, that was,
so you put it around your neck.
Yeah. And then there's where that photo came from. So, yeah.
That's cute. So once again, the Lovely Dark, they're releasing their new album Into the Royal tomorrow at Cause. What's the doors for that tomorrow?
$5.
Time.
Oh. 9:00.
9:00. Okay. Sounds good.
All the money goes directly to me. So.
Great. So for those of you that just caught this in studio, just a reminder, if you've caught this in studio and all other in studios in the past, then it's time for you to donate to our K-Starter campaign, you can go to RadioK.org or call 612-626-7625. Just $20. Publicly display your affection for Radio K and publicly display your affection for bands like Lovely Dark, who come into our studios every week, and we're super, super thankful for that. Is there anything else you'd like to add, you guys?
Just thank you for having us in here. It's our third time, and it's fun. It's terrifying. It's unlike anything else, so thank you so much.
No, of course. Thank you so much for coming in. And now back to more great local music right here on Off the Record.